Justin Bless here for another pod to bring it straight to y'all head tops. You know what it is. Yeah. Yeah. It's Justin Bless. Oh, shoot. Let me get my vocals right, man. That's a little bit low. Y'all probably didn't hear the intro, but yo, we here. Blessed, highly favored. We woke up today, so we blessed and we winning in life. You feel me? If you woke up this morning and listened to this pod, you winning in life. Just make sure that you capitalize on that win. You feel me? And keep the dubs coming in. You can get a few L's, but hey, turn those into M's. You feel me? Yeah, it's Justin Bless. Man. Yes, sir. Yo, yo, man, great pod, got a great pod for y'all today, great pod. Before we get into the pod, you already know what it is, man. You tuned in to the most blessed, the most vulnerable, the most entertaining, the most honest, the most podcast that's filled with the most realness, you feel me? It's a Justin Bless podcast. Cool. Yeah, man. How y'all feeling today? Man, I don't keep it all the way 100 with y'all. Like it today, it was like a blah. You know what I mean? Like one of those blah days, whatever. And that's probably because, like, man, during this whole Ramadan, just not eating, not drinking. And I'm really the type of person that get mad when they hungry, you know what I mean? And, like, that don't talk. Like, man, I'm a very outgoing guy, you know what I mean? Outspoken. Man, I can vibe with anybody for the most part. But, bruh, the Ramadan be changing my whole mood up, bruh. Like, I was like, damn, I can't even drink water. Like, I just got to just, like, stay focused, bro. You feel me? Listen to my audiobook. Stay the time again. Like, try to be the best human being as possible. So, like, no cussing. You feel me? Like, no thinking bad thoughts to the best of your ability. You are going to make mistakes, but you feel me? Like, that's all good. And it's not always about being, like, the perfect human being in a way. And it's about this, right? Ramadan is the month of mercy, not the month of perfection. You'll still make mistakes and you'll still fall short at times. But Allah's mercy remains. Seek it and don't give up. Man, I'm just trying to focus and grow and try to be a better person, man. You know what I mean? Like, God's mercy, Allah's mercy is gonna keep you right, definitely. And God's gonna see that. You feel me? I was praying today during one of my prayer times, and I was actually, like, speaking about that. You know, just having mercy on my imperfections. And I know God do that. But, you know, sometimes, like, you gotta say it in your prayers, though, you know, make sure that, I mean, show that you understand you're not perfect and it's not something that you take for granted, you know. So anyways, man, I was going through the motions of like, I don't want to talk, I don't want to work, I don't want to do nothing, but I had to go and do some things. I had to leave the house, so I left my house, had to go to do a deposit at the bank and do some other stuff, you feel me? And when you out there, like, the sun is just your worst enemy, bro. When you got no food and no water, oh my goodness, especially in Phoenix, bro. I don't know how it is, how hot it is over there where everybody's at, but in Phoenix, man, it was like 93 today or something like that. So it's kind of hot, you feel me? The UVs was like at 8, bro. That's hot, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all keep on that sunscreen. Got sunscreen make you I mean, that sunscreen keeps you young. You feel me? It lets you drink from the fountain of youth. So make sure y'all do that, bro. Make sure y'all do that. But after I ate, after Ramadan was over, man, I'm in a great mood. You feel me? And the thing is, I was about to do the pod during Ramadan. But I was like, bro, I don't think I'll be able to bring out this energy that I got. You feel me? That you guys are used to and equipped to. So I was like, man, I don't want to like be talking on the thing on monotone. Like, yeah, welcome to Just a Bliss podcast. Da, 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 blah, blah. And trying to force it out, or, you know, it's not going to hit the same. So I waited till I ate to make sure that it hit the same. You feel me? Yo, man, we're about to tap into the news report. You already know, man, with the most blessed Justin Bless news report. Beep, 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 beep. News report. Beep, 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 beep. Yes, sir. Hey, we don't got that many news, so we gonna run them real quick. You feel me? So y'all watch out for them eggs, man. A deadly flu sends egg prices skyrocketing. So there's a flu going on that's contained in the eggs and all that, bro. I bought like a 20 pack of egg and all that, and I'm thinking about throwing it away just to be on the safe side. You feel me? Because, like, man, reading this right now, I'm just like, ah, man, I'm going to have to throw these away. Like, I don't know, man. But y'all just be careful. Y'all recently bought eggs recently. Like, that might contain some flu that, you know, you ain't trying to have in your body or nothing like that. And something always just to be grateful for and thankful for is the stuff that you don't have. A lot of times we be trying to live someone else's life, or always with the want, me. But at the other time, man, me, aka you is blessed because you don't got no diseases. You feel me? Or no flu like that, nothing crazy like that. So it's a blessing, man. We gotta give thanks for the things that we do not have. You feel? So, yo, another thing as well, man. It looks like this is kind of cool, because like I like a day that you take care of the earth, bro, or just take care of the earth, period, man. Earth Day. Yeah. Earth Day. Shout out to the whole earth. You feel me? I'm not talking about the people in it. I'm talking about earth that create the special elements and special everything for us to be able to use this planet in a temporary way. You feel me? But yeah, man, NYC, man, they're shutting down a couple of streets to make it car friendly. Car free. I said friendly. Car free on Earth Day. And that's what's up. And that's dope as hell. Hopefully that they do that everywhere. You know how fly it'll be to do that for at least one day? Because that preserves the Earth lifeline. Because we heat it up, we shake it up, we do all this stuff special with cars. So we could at least take that part out for at least 24 hours, man. Now the earth will be loving it, man. Real talk. So next thing that's news on the list, man. I try not to, like, when we do this news stuff, we ain't trying to like talk what everybody else be talking about. You feel me? Like, why would we do such a thing? Because that's not the move over here. But you know, it's wild, bruh. Like, one of the most wildest things is I just seen this and I'm like, yo, that's kind of wild, but it makes sense, right? So Facebook, Metaverse, all that stuff, still call it Facebook, man, spent a total of $26.8 million on security for Mark Zuckerberg, bruh, last year. Damn, bruh. It's like, my man, like, I don't know how much the president's security guard costs or whatever, but man, his joint's crazy. I bet the buildings that he walk into, they probably be like, they do the canine sniff. You feel me? Like with the bombs and stuff. They always do that at sporting events. If y'all don't know, before y'all go into there, They always 100% never fails every single time, every single stadium. They do a bomb check. So they have the dogs, a couple dogs, go up and down the steps and just all over, all through, just in case, you know, somebody might have sneaked in, dug a hole, popped up at the 50-yard line and plant a bomb somewhere. So they always have dogs that come up in there, and that's cool. But yeah, the money spent, man, they spent hella security for that boy. But I think, like, man, they're most likely gonna write it off and do all that. You know how it be. You know how it go. You feel me? Yo, also, there's a tech route could drag Bitcoin to 30,000. You know, I ain't big on the crypto thing, but y'all know I say whatever comes, and I think crypto's cool, and I'm about the bread. You feel me? I just don't understand it. It look like stocks, and I'm not against it, but kind of against stocks. You feel me? And Bitcoin don't look like it's anything different other than some places you can pay and buy something. But it's like, it's limited though. Like, cash ain't technically limited. It's just a button you press. You feel me? So I don't know, my guy. But hey, if you listening into the whole Bitcoin and all that stuff, look like it could be going down to 30 bands. So y'all be safe. Y'all do y'all research. Can't tell you how to do y'all research with that, because that's not me. You feel me? But yo, last thing, we save this one the best for last, yo. There was, oh man, I can't find an article. I'm going to say it to my best of my ability. Round of applause for the Marshals. They saved 16 children that were being sex trafficked and like drug trafficking and stuff like that. So round of applause to the Marshals. Round of applause to the Marshals one more time, because they need it. That's such a beautiful thing, bro. That's such a beautiful thing. And I love hearing things like that and reading things like that, man. Especially for that, man. Like, children, come on, my guy. Like, y'all be wilding out, bro. That's one thing I could never respect, never wrap my head around and anything like that. Like, not at all. Like, bro, I can wrap my head around why someone would, like, kill their spouse in a way. Because that heartbreak feeling ain't no joke for real. I've been through it. You feel me? So I can feel like I understand it, but there's no way in hell that I'll ever be like, oh man, that little kid looked like this and I want to do this. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, what? Or even force them to even be into that. Like, bro, what? Now that's nasty, psychotic, evil, all the above. And we just will never rock with anything like that ever in life. So shout out to the Marshals again. I know there's plenty more out there, and I hope that they all get saved. All we can do is just leave it in God's hands, and hopefully they find their way out. You feel me? When they find their way out, hopefully that they can give more info to the police, the Marshals, FBI, all of them that are looking into that stuff and crack down on more of those weird ass niggas, man, that's doing that weird ass shit. You feel me? No love for them weird ass niggas, man, messing up a kid's life dream and all types of stuff by force. And that's goofy. Not doing it. Never rocking with that. So over the past weekend, right? So over the past weekend, bro, your boy helped out my aunt with her food truck. Like I told y'all a couple episodes ago, she started a food truck, and I helped her out on Saturday. Man, let me tell you this. Didn't want to do it. Why? Because I was going through Ramadan. You feel me? Without food, without water, and I got to be out in the sun in Phoenix, Arizona, serving people food and doing this and doing that, moving constantly, bruh. I was like, bro, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Not because, like, don't love her or don't want to show my support or nothing like that. It's just, bro, like, if you ain't having been through Ramadan, participate. It's not easy, bro. This is a challenge. But at the end of the day, above all things, man, it's about being a man of your words, bro. The more stuff that you say, the less that you do, the less valuable your words are. You feel me? If your words don't align with your actions, nobody can respect you. Nobody can hold you accountable. Nobody can rely on you. Nobody can depend on you. And so on and so forth. So, me, I used to be a person, I used to say a lot of shit, but I never did it. Especially like helping other people and stuff like that, or just to myself, period. And that's when it all changed around. When I seen I was lying to myself so many times, I was going to do this and do that, blah, 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 blah. I just wanted to prove myself right. And I just want to make sure that I can rely on myself. I can rely on my discipline. I can rely on my action. I can rely on my words. See that first, and then everybody else will see the rest. You feel me? And then I'll make sure when I tell people I'm going to do something, I go out there and I do and I execute it to my best of my ability with no excuses. So I told my cousin, Junior, the oldest one, I told him I was going to help him out. He had two events that day, him and his mom's, one like at like 11 to like 3 or something like that. Then after that, there you go to another spot until like 8 or whatever, 8 p.m. Like, so like 4, like 8 p.m. Could take like an hour to get there or whatever. I'm like, I'm going to do both. I was going to be like, yo, I'm going to just pull up to the second one. But like I said, I gave mans my word. It's about standing on principles, bro. Like, it's not even about, like, people might look at the situation and be like, oh, that's a small situation. You can make up for it another day or something. Like, why would I make up for it, though? You feel me? At the end of the day, it's about principles, standing on it, making it happen. Like, yo, I'm the one that signed up for Ramadan. You feel me? And then I was the one that said, yo, I'm going to help you out for both events. So, yo, even though I didn't want to, but it's not about what you feel. If you go off a lot of stuff about how you feel and shit, you're going to end up nowhere in life, bruh. Because making it in this world or doing whatever that you want to do and aspire to, bruh, you got to go off of discipline, dedication, ambition, hard work. When you don't want to do the shit, you feel me? So that's exactly how I put it, like, bruh. It was me than it was. It was for me more than it was for them. And then God looked at it like, as well, I'm going through Ramadan, showing God my sacrifices, bringing my sacrifices to him and everything like that. And at the same time, while I'm doing this, I am also helping my aunt and my older cousin. Damn, my throat. Sorry about that, yo. Man. Whew. All right. So, yeah, it's about that, man. Just showing, you know what I mean, God that. And I know that I'm going to get blessed in a big way. And that's cool. You feel me? Helping them out, stuff like that. I've been in business and doing entrepreneur stuff longer than anybody in my family has. I've always been the go-getter and the one that pushed forward and tried not to listen to the naysayers or nothing like that. Always been like that. It got better over time. Right now, it's like, you know what I mean? At an all-time 10. But before, it slowly grew. You feel me? And now, other people in my family starting to grow as well. And that's cool. You feel me? But I know, man, I led the way, paved the way for a lot of this stuff, man. You feel me? Not in the world, just like my circle, bro. People see me do all these things, they're just like, man, this guy. They probably won't even tell me. There are only like one person, two people that, three people. Yeah, like three people that told me something a big way, you feel me, because of me and my actions. So yeah, man, we just run with it, man. We ain't always looking for that credit or whatever, but it's really appreciated, you feel me? So, did that. The sun beaming on your boy, you feel me? No food, no water. We went to this one place that was hella dusty, like the first one. Dustier than a mug, bro. That mug, dust was flying. It was like in a dust parking, I mean a dirt parking lot. And I'm like, just like a dirt field. Ain't no parking lot. It was a dirt field. Food, about like 6 food trucks or so, 8 food trucks, and dust flying everywhere. And I was just like, yo, this ain't it. You feel me? Then my aunt wasn't feeling it either or nothing like that. So we bounced a little bit earlier. But the dude that kind of like runs the spot a little bit, that dude's a hustler. That dude, he's a Puerto Rican dude, and he sells Puerto Rican food out of his food truck. That man, he said he'd been doing it for like 10, 12 years or whatever the case is. He don't do it full time. He does it on the weekends. He says he makes a killing, and he does his thing. And I was telling my cousin, I'm like, yo, you got to sit down with this nigga and talk to this nigga. You feel me? Like, this a nigga. This a person that wants you to succeed. Like, you can just tell, like, he just wanted us to be successful and like don't quit and keep going and stuff like that. And it was just dope to see another hustler like that, because some hustlers be trying to hide the game and do all that goofy shit, but he wasn't. And that's respect. So respect to my mans. I don't know nigga's name or nothing like that, but all I know, man's a Puerto Rican food truck and that nigga doing his damn thing. So respects to my man. Double salute. Another thing. So yeah, so anyways, went to the second spot, and it wasn't that popping or whatever, but it's kind of cool. I was out there hustling, trying to get some people to try out the food and stuff like that. See, another thing about me, bro, I'm gonna give you, if I say I'm gonna do something for, I'm gonna do it for you. I can be out there promoting my podcast, I can be out there with my clothing brand, I can be out there trying to get the people into real estate, my rental properties, and make money off them, but it ain't about me, you feel me? You gotta understand when stuff ain't about you, bro, or when it's not right for you to plug things in. It's not always a good time for you to plug your information in. If you're there for someone else, man, let it be known and shown through your action that you're there for that other person. Not for self-gain all the time, bro. And God look at that. You feel me? You know what I mean? Wait your turn, bro. When it's your turn, man, when it's your turn, you are really going to shine. You're going to shine on them. So wait your turn. You're going to shine. And then again, man, sometimes you already shining. Sometimes you got to stand next to someone else that's not shining as bright. That's kind of dim. But you standing next to them makes them bright, makes them work harder, make them hustle better. And that too, you feel me? You just got to read the situation, know what's going on, bro. You feel? So we finished that up and did pretty good, you feel me? My aunt make lemonade fresh with real lemons, not that powder shit, you feel me? And she do the damn thing. She busting her butt, man. It's real cool. And shout out to all her coworkers, cause her coworkers are behind her like a mug. And I be thinking, I'm like, bro, my coworkers ain't behind me like that. Like, they help her out tremendously. And respects to all of them, bro. Like, they come multiple times to the food truck. Like, respect. That's tight. You feel me? But I know at the end of the day, and I hope that they understand that, you can't get rich or have a successful business only off the backs of people that you know. It's about the people that you don't know that makes you successful, that you haven't met. You probably haven't said hi to, you feel me? Yeah, but they pull up to the food truck and order their food and all that, and then they go out there and tell like 20 niggas. You know what I mean? And that's how you get there. Like with my pod, bruh, Yeah, I got people that I know that listen to the pod, but I got more people that I do not know that listen to the pod that I haven't met before. And that's why I'm always grateful for my listeners, my supporters, the people that share the podcast, like it, always staying in tune, you feel me? At 8 a.m. on Tuesday, 8 a.m. on Friday, Pacific time, of course. I know people in different spots and different places like Atlanta, you know what I mean, Boston, just different places. So it's different time for them. Then we got daylight savings, so it'll be different. Sometimes they're 3 hours ahead, 2 hours ahead, whatever the case is. But y'all know, y'all get what I'm trying to say. They rocking with your boy, man, on Tuesdays and Fridays. And if it's not like that, they miss it. They make sure that they pick it up the next day, which will be a Wednesday or it'll be a Saturday. So respect, man, respect. And I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Continue to share. And like I said, I'm going to meet you guys soon. Because I know for a fact I'm going to take this pod on tour and doing live shows and stuff like that. And I know multiple fans, multiple supporters, multiple long distant family members that's rocking with me heavy. I haven't met yet, whatever. They're going to come up and be like, man, I remember your first episode, blah, 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 blah. Man, I remember your fifth episode, blah, 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 blah. Man, I don't know what number episode this was, but you're talking about blah, 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 blah. And it hit me in my heart, and I just want to say thank you. You feel me? Like, this one girl hit me up, and she said, I'm her life coach. And I have never received that compliment before. Because I don't know everything about life. At the end of the day, man, I'm a student to life. I speak from my heart. I speak with vulnerability. I speak honesty. I speak with that realness. And I speak pure Justin. I'm a pure nigga. And she said that. And I was like, dang, that's crazy. And for me to wrap my head around that compliment was tough for me. I've never received that, you know, because that was deep. That's a life coach, man. Something I don't aspire to be or anything like that. I just aspire to be the best person I could possibly be. Better than I was yesterday. And for me to hit her like that, I was just like, dang, that's dope, man. I'm moving in the right direction. I always look at those type of compliments and that I'm moving in the right direction. It's like, I already said that. thinking too fast, moving too fast, you feel me? But I take those compliments like reassurance that I'm moving in the right direction. It's reassurance, man. You feel me? Sometimes you ain't feeling it, but you get that reassurance, that boost, especially from like people that you don't know like that. It's like, yeah, because it's cool to get, you know what I mean? The people that know you give you that reassurance, but it's real cool to get from strangers that you don't know to give you that reassurance. Amazing. Just amazing. So shout out to all y'all, man. Round of applause for all my supporters from the West Coast where I'm at, all the way to the East Coast, down south, back up to the North. You know what I mean? In different countries at that. So round of applause for y'all. This is for you guys. Yeah, that's for you guys, man, because you guys make that possible. And I want that to like relate back to my cousins and all them with the food truck, my aunt, that strangers are going to get them there. You feel me? And just go hard at it. That's what it's about. But shoot, back to the food truck thing, man. I was going so far, man. I started writing y'all a love letter. You feel me? But I appreciate my supporters. Real talk, man. Make sure you share the pod, rate it, all that. But yeah, so towards the end of the night, right? UFC 273 was on. Like I told you, I'm big in soccer. I'm big in UFC. That's like my one and two, then basketball after that. But them two, right? So UFC was on, right? 273. That joint was in Jacksonville, Florida. So shouts to everybody in all Floridians that are out there listening to the Justin Bless podcast and sharing and doing the damn thing over there for your boy. Beautiful things. I appreciate you, bruv. So anyways, so that's going down, right? I'm helping out my aunt with the food truck. So I'm over here. But yo, your boy, for the first time, bruh. Your boy betted, bruh. Your boy put some money on the line, cool. Put some money on the line. We put some bread on that. Shh. Yo, I went for Aljamain Sterling. Yo, my boy was a plus 400 underdog. And I was like, man, I didn't think he was going to win. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I didn't think the boy was going to win, my guy. But when he got closer to the fight and this nigga was at the press conference, he sounds so sure of himself. He made me a believer, bruh. And that's when I knew, I like, bro, I can miss out on some bread right now. He made me a believer, bruh. For some reason, I was like, bruh, let's put money on this nigga, man. Let's put money on this nigga. Because that's the only how that we fully gonna know, like, what it is. I'm like, bruh, he sounds so calm. Man, when I tell you this nigga was confident, bro, I haven't seen this type of confidence in I don't know how long, bro. Like, I don't know how long. And coming from, like, a performance the last time that they fought, because he fought Peter Young. Not Peter Young, it's Peter Young. You know what I mean? So he fought him, had a bad night. So everybody thought he ain't that. Like, he's all right, and just totally forgot about his resume. But when he said he felt better, healthy, and all this before he had that bad last fight, bro, this dude was on a freaking killing spree. Nobody could see this nigga. So I'm like, yo, if this nigga back in that shape as he been talking with the bass in his voice, I was like, bro, this, I gotta bet on this nigga, because Peter Young is doing the same thing over and over again. And he hasn't seen the best of Aljo, so he ain't prepared for that. Because he makes people fight his fight. But Peter Young been making people fight his fight for the longest. And for some reason, people can never escape that. But Aljo, man, he don't play. And I was like, bruh, let me put money on this nigga, bruh. And sure enough, man, put money on that nigga, bruh. That nigga won, bro. When I tell y'all I was nervous, your boy was nervous, bruh. Because it went the full distance. I knew it was going to go the full distance. I didn't think. For a fact, I knew Peter Young wasn't going to knock him out. I know that. Wasn't going to submit him either. I know that. Because his game is the long distance. Like, nigga knows how to really milk the clock of 25 minutes, bruh. That nigga starts picking up, bruh. Every round, he gets stronger, harder, build momentum. And this nigga does not care, bruh. Forward pressure, this nigga goes hard. He's a dope dude. But Aljo, though, this nigga slick and nice with his footwork in and out the pocket. You feel me? Different shots coming from all different angles. You feel me? But he slows down after the third. You feel me? But Peter Young picks up. So it's like, if he doesn't gas out completely, Aljo, man, he's going to win the fight. So anyways, fight's over. You feel me? Nigga got split decision. Bro, when they said that, I was nervous, bro. I was like, bro, what the hell? Cause I put $100. $100 on the line, bro. And the thing is, I needed this $100, nigga. I needed it. But for some reason, my gut told me, put money on this nigga. You gonna make bread. So split decision, this nigga won. And your boy came up 500. Yo, that sound like music to my ears, nigga. You feel me? So I was like, yo, going crazy, bruh. You feel me? This at the end of like the food truck thing, you feel me? And I'm watching on the app. the ESPN app. So I'm going crazy after I seen like the arrow point to him. I'm like, you feel me yelling and whatnot? Because bro, I needed that $100, bro. Not saying I couldn't have like finessed the way or whatever, but you know when you need something, you feel me? But you take that risk, you take that gamble. I'm just like, bro, I'm gonna do that. You feel me? I haven't done it yet. First bet ever in sports betting just got legalized in Arizona. Like what? Like 3 months ago or something like that? Not that long ago. So made my first bet, your boy came up. And it's a wild thing. People really make a living off sports betting. I didn't know that until recently. And I see how you can make a come up, bruh. Real talk. Before, like, you had people that, like on the Aljo fight, right? Somebody put 50 bands on my nigga. 50 bands on Aljo to win. And what this nigga do? This nigga won, bruh. This nigga came up like 300,000 or something like that. Like, more than doubled his money, you feel me? Like, I was like, nigga, damn. Like, nigga, you straight for like the rest of the year. You don't really have to do anything. Man, imagine if we'll put a mill on, buddy. Ooh. Man, Vegas would have been mad at you. Vegas would have been mad at you. Vegas would have banned you from coming to the city. Like, yo, his license plate number is this, that, and the third. Don't ever let this nigga bet again in Vegas. Block the apps and everything. F that man, because, bro, you would have came out something stupid, bro. Yeah, Vegas would shut you down. You could have went to casinos or nothing. They'd be like, yeah, you banned for 10 years. Like, Will Smith is banned at the Oscars for 10 years. He's like, yeah, you banned, nigga. So, bro, I got to play y'all. How hype your boy was. Look at this, right? Oh, it's not up. Here we go. We gonna get it going. Here we go.
Let's go! Sterling! Hey, bruh. I didn't think you was gonna win, but for some reason, nigga, I was like, bruh, I should bet money on this nigga. And what this nigga do? This nigga came through. You feel me? Hey, man. When in doubt, you bet black. You feel me? Your boy up 500. 500. Let's go, Sterling. I really like all that clown stuff you was doing, but thank you for winning me bread. Thank you for winning me bread, my nigga. We up. Let's go.
We up. Let's go. Yo, bro. I was so pump, bro. When I tell you, like, what y'all just listened to, man, that was a close to exactly how I was feeling, man. Like, that was like dialed down like five notches, because when I got that decision, I just went crazy. I was like, oh shoot, this is, bro, like, what? And first time betting too, so it was dope, man. And then like, your boy was thinking, right? I was like, bro, why? Like, what is money? You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, really, like, I don't know. Like, after I won, I was like, bro, how did I even get like 500? Like, on a deeper, like, scale, deeper type of thinking, intellectual, like, real deep, philosophical, deep thinking, right? I was like, bro, how the hell did I get 500 from 100? You know what I mean? And then, like, how is, like, that, like, control people and, like, like, I don't know, bro. Like, my mind, this was, like, the next day. You feel me? I was like, because, like, I did the deposit into my account and everything. I was like, how did that even happen? And I was kind of just lost for words in a sec. So, like, when I get lost a little bit, like, I like to, like, do some philosophical, deep intellectual type of thinking and see how, I don't know, how stuff are. You know what I mean? Because we live in a world that's very, like, a lot of shit is fake. You feel me? Just in case y'all ain't know, a lot of shit is fake, bro. But they capture us in deep ass claws by our emotions, man. You feel me? And they use it. And, like, it's wild. So, like, I was like, bruh. Because, bruh, I was so damn hype. And then when I calmed down, and then the next day, I was like, nigga, how did that even happen? And how does that happen to, like, a lot of other people? You feel me? Like, I'm not the only person I ever bet in this world, but, like, emotionally invested like that. It was wild. So, like, I was just thinking, I was like, man, let me just, like, try to think about it, and then let me try to do some research, whatever. So I found, like, this dope. I found this very dope, like, explanation in a way, I'll say, by the boy Alan Watts. And yo, we gonna play it, you feel me? And then we gonna talk about it and stuff like that and see how y'all feel about it. Well, within yourselves, you feel me? And you can speak about this definitely to other people and also share the pod as well. Let's get it started, though. Let's play this mug. Let's go.
Well, I have a sort of suggestion. And that is this. That before we decide either to save the planet or to destroy it, we pause for a moment of silence. I don't mean that kind of grim silence which one observes when somebody says such and such a famous person has just died and we'll observe a moment of silence in his honor. And everybody frowns and thinks very serious thoughts.
Yeah, see what I mean? That's exactly when your brain starts really kicking in. You know how they say you only use 10%? Bro, when you have that moment of silence, that pause to really think, I feel your brain just kicks it up a notch. You feel me? It's like you like revving the engine of a freaking 1967 GT Shelby 500. You feel me? Revving it. But it's quiet though. It's quiet like a Tesla. But that mug powerful though. You feel me? And then that's kind of how like I started thinking and thinking and thinking. And yo, this this little short documentary off to a great, well, explanation. I guess a documentary explanation off to a great start. Let's continue watching.
That's not silence at all. I mean real silence, in which we stop thinking and experience reality as reality is. Because after all, if I talk all the time, I can't hear what anyone else has to say. And if I think all the time, and by that I mean specifically talking to yourself subvocally inside your skull, if I think all the time, I have nothing to think about except thoughts.
Facts.
And so I'm never in touch with the real world. Yeah. Now, what is the real world? Some people have the theory that the real world is material or physical. I say it's made a kind of a stuff. Other people have the theory that the real world is spiritual or mental. But I want you to point out that both those theories of the world are concepts. They are constructions of words. And the real world is not an idea. It is not words. Reality is
I don't know why Buddy hit that ding sound. Is he about to say like reality is sound? Sound waves?
You'll find therefore that if you get with reality, all sorts of illusions disappear. And I will mention several illusions that have not this kind of existence. Let's begin with some very down-to-earth ones, like money. Money is a very useful method of accounting. It is a measure of wealth in the same way as inches are measures of length and grams measures of weight. You cannot eat money. You could have a fantastic quantity of dollar bills and stock certificates on a desert island, and they would be useless to you.
Starve to death.
What you would need would be food and animals and companions. Money simply represents wealth in rather the same way that the menu represents the dinner.
Whew, that's fire.
Only we are psychologically perverted in such a way that some of us would rather have money than real wealth.
You feel me? That's our emotional
connection. But you cannot drive in five cars at once, even though they be Cadillacs. You cannot live simultaneously in six houses or eat 12 roasts of beef at one meal. There is a limit to what one can consume. So that's one of the sort of confusions I'm talking about. Another is that we confuse ourselves as living organisms with our idea of ourselves. That is to say, with a conception of myself which is called the personality or ego. That is what we have been told we are. And it's an extremely crude and limited conception of oneself.
Yeah, man. When someone forced the ideology of you on you, downhill, man. I've been through it multiple times for most of my life. For most of my life, I've been through that. And that is so limited, so cruel, like the man was saying. But a lot of people live their life like that. Like they're ego-driven, egotistical, or like they don't got no ego at all. Because you can have a little bit of ego in a positive way, you feel me? It's like sometimes your ego make you stand strong. Kind of how like I was telling y'all, right? When I was like, bro, I had Ramadan this, that, and the third. Didn't want to go out there and help moms out or anything like, my aunt out or my older cousin Junior out. But what did I tell myself? You live the ideas of once you told yourself. And I told myself I was going to be honest. I was going to be vulnerable, open, ambitious, dedicated, confident, consistency. I was going to speak on my words and stand on the motherfuckers too. With 10 toes down. If I tell you something, I'm going to do it. You feel me? Ain't nobody going to limit me and put me in a box and try to define me. Hell nah. You can't put your potential on me. You can't put your potential of me on me. And Nipsey Hussle said that. I'm the only one that's able to do that. And I'm the one that's going to do that. So y'all do that too. Let's continue it. Whoo, this mug is fire.
Of the actual unique living organism. And we get unhappy because we are thinking of ourselves in this way, because we think, well, gee, I'm going to die. I once talked to a woman who came to me and said she was afraid of death. And we went into it in a long conversation. I said, what are you really afraid of? And she thought it over and thought it over, and he said, do you know, what I'm going to be afraid of is what other people are going to say. They're going to say, poor old Gert, she couldn't last it through. Because you see, who you think you are is entirely dependent on who people have told you you are. You're not that. Then another thing that bothers us is time. Most people nowadays say, I have no time. Of course you don't. Because you are not aware of the present. Yo. You know, the present is represented on your watch by a hairline that is as thin as possible as is consistent with visibility. And so everybody thinks the present is instead of
present.
Now, the present is the only real time.
Yo, now I get that sound, bruh. When he made that first sound, it was like, and that was it. And then it moved to the past. You feel me? It's not here no more. Neither here nor there. But some people still think about that sound. But when he made that, that's continuous of life. Because it's constant. It's constantly in the now. Whew, that was deep. I just got that. Let's go. It's good.
There is no past. And there isn't a future. And there never will be. We think ordinarily of the present as an infinitesimal point at which the future changes into the past. And we also do a terrible thing. We imagine ourselves to be results of the past. And we're always passing the buck over our shoulders, like when God approached Adam in the Garden of Eden and said, hast thou eaten of the fruit of the tree whereof I told thee thou shouldst not eat? And Adam said, this woman thou gavest me, she tempted me and I did eat. And God looked at Eve and said, hast thou eaten of the fruit of the tree whereof I told thee thou shouldst not eat? And she said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. And God out of the corner of his eye looked at the serpent. The serpent said nothing.
Never snitch on yourself.
So you see, we're always passing the buck. And don't realize that the past is caused by the present. As the wake of a ship flows back from the prow.
That's deep.
Now the wake doesn't drive the ship any more than the tail wags the dog.
Ooh.
But we've all got excuses. My mother had a fit while she was carrying me in the womb. They didn't bring me up right. And then they go to the mother and say, how is it that you could have been so irresponsible with your children? And she says, well, it was my parents didn't bring me up right either. So everybody passes the buck.
Passes the buck.
But the truth of the matter is, it all begins here.
Right now.
This is where the creation begins.
Right now. Now.
And you're doing it and won't admit it. Because, of course, you're all God in disguise. Jesus found that out and they crucified him for saying so.
We're God-like.
So this is a very odd thing for Westerners to understand, and particularly for Americans. Because we are so fixated on the future. When we say we want to put something down, we say it has no future. Well, do you? Much better to have a present.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't, it's useless to make plans. Because when they work out, you won't be there to enjoy them. You'll be thinking of something else. So we don't we realize that we are living out of now and throwing the past behind us.
Bruh, that was deep, bro. There's something. Let me read this out to y'all. He says, oh, shoot. Yeah, we got to rewind it a little bit. My boy, Alan Watts, man. That man was smart, man. He said, the meaning of life is just to be alive. It is so plain and so obvious and so simple. And yet everybody rushes around in a great panic as if it were necessary to achieve something beyond themselves. Damn. It's pretty deep, man. The meaning of life is just to be alive. Shoot, man. That was some deep That was some real deep shit right there, girl. My goodness. I'm over here trying to think about money and you know what I mean? And we over here tapped into life. You feel me? Like, I got it. Like, I got from, like, it's all an illusion, bro. And I was kind of saying that about the bread thing. I was like, bro, like, how the hell did it's like kind of like an illusion thing. You feel me? It was real cool and real good because that's how, like, childhood traumas never heal. You feel me? And the childhood traumas always get passed on from generation to generation. Kind of like what he was saying. Everybody always passes the buck. Everybody, for the most part, don't hold themselves accountable. You feel me? For their actions, what they have done. They always want to blame somebody else. Play the blame game. Nah, it wasn't me. No, nigga, it was you. You feel me? It's your action, your thinking, your imagination. You did that shit, bro. Nobody had a gun to your head, man. And forced that mug upon you. You did that. So don't say, because my parents ain't love me or did this, and my grandfather, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm not saying, like, trauma is not, childhood traumas or past traumas and stuff like that is not real, or it's not hard to overcome or anything like that. But key word, man, overcome, and you can do that. You can overcome it. It's a fact, bruh. I read this once on Twitter when I was going through my shit, right? When I was going through, like, being depressed and going through all that stuff. So, I don't know who. I wish I could give them credit, but I don't know. But I remember this like it was yesterday, though. I read on Twitter, someone had, hold on, how did it go? It was something in the likes of this, man. I'm going to summarize it because I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't really remember. It was something like this. Life dealt someone the same hand that you are currently dealing with right now. And they turned it around and bodied that shit. I don't know if y'all like super in tune with, you know what I mean? Like when someone say body something, that mean they like super overcame, they stomped it out. In that light, right? In that regard. Like you just did a super crazy overturn, bro. But it's kind of like unbelievable. It's kind of like when the NBA team blow a team out by like 50 points. You feel me? How can one professional basketball team blow out another professional basketball team where I kind of like the best in the world and lose by 50 points, bro? You feel me? That's like, damn, nigga got bodied. So like that, right? So life has dealt some of those same situations. Might even be an even harder, maybe, because it could always be worse. And they turn it around and body that shit, nigga. Came back and killed that mug, bro. Showed a bounce back that I've never been a bounce back done before, at least in their generation, right? Or in their lives or their inner circle. You know what I mean? Remember that, man. Came to embody that shit, man. And that, like, that time thing, right? And I have this thing like I have now tatted on my forearm. It's a sign of a clock, but there's a definition behind it because at the end of the day, bro, the only thing that is real that we can make it, it's an actual fact, and nobody can disagree with it, is now. Not the past, not the present, I mean, not the present, not the future, only the present, just now, bro, just right now, just around, now. You know what I mean? Like, it's constantly going, and that's constantly the present, that's constantly now, that's constantly right now, and that's the only thing that exists. The past don't, and the future don't. But you can definitely will things into, from your imagination, definitely into your reality, definitely into now, for a fact. You can definitely do that. With your hard work, your relentlessness, resilience, you know, and doing all that hard stuff that people don't want to do. You can definitely will that into your reality for a fact. Because you are creating God's image. You have some of God's power. So go out there and do that, make that happen, cool? You feel me? Don't be living in the past like that. Living the doom. You feel me, bruh? Don't let life outgrow you. You feel me? Don't become an old fart or an old dinosaur. Continue to grow and continue to go and always live in the present of the beautiful essence and beautiful, mystical, unanswered reality of life. You know what I mean? Living that now, man. It's so much better living in the present than it is living in the past, bro. I'm telling you. Even if it's good too, it turns into a crutch, right? Like, bro, I am so happy I didn't peak in high school, bro. I'm so happy I was not 100% that nigga. You know what I mean? In high school, bro. I'm so happy I got bullied, you feel me? Got made fun of, you feel me? Didn't pull the baddest girls or whatever, you feel me? I pulled some bad ones, nigga. Don't get it twisted, nigga. But you feel me? Not every single one. But I did pull bad ones. But I wasn't that nigga or I didn't peak in high school. I'm so happy about that. I'm living the present now. It's not about where you were born. It's not about where you come from or any of that shit, bruh. It's about now, bruh. And traveling and growing within life into the constant present. Always growing, always adapting, learning and growing, and never just being fixated or being like, oh, okay, I'm done living. And all that other shit. Nah, keep going, keep growing. Keep going, man. Make sure you keep going, keep growing. And you gonna make it happen, bro. And when I say keep going, I mean that shit, bro. And when I said keep going, this is a song that came up in my mind, and that's how we gonna close it out. You feel me? So let's play it. DJ Khaled. Take it too hard. Hey.
We the best music.
Yeah, we the best, man. The Just a Blessed podcast. You feel me, man? Another we effing these niggas up.
DJ Khaled. Scratched a million off my checklist 3 years ago. At 2 zeros to the one, I'm in a different mode. It's my life, do what I want. I be with different hoes. You know the pick and roll. I picked her up and sent her home.
What?
I got rich, I scrum. We get them in and get them gone.
Get them gone.
You know, Trappy just got out. I ain't have to put them on.
Woo.
We the ones who got the numbers to put the city on.
Yes, sir.
It's the middle of the summer. Got a hoodie on. My demon time ain't nothing nice. I try not to wear nothing tight. I came up off a shoe.
Here we go.
Dice. Yeah. Woo. My little brother ain't even right. My sister, them doing a hype. My cousin, them still saying.
Yeah. Woo. Seen the robber on the beat. I seen the preacher call for cheating. I break the bank for one of my peeps. I said I'm the one they didn't believe. I show them the facts, now they all need me. I'ma get cake as long as I'm breathing. They making it hard, this shit really easy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's go, bruh. You that nigga. Yeah, you are. You that girl. Keep going. Miss. Live in the present. Here we go. She think I'm a regular rapper. I'm not. One person come tell me we fucking you. DJ Khaled. Keep going. My kids and she don't change. She must ain't 1 + 1 = 3. I can't support your personal needs. She don't got a mortgage, moved in with a need. These niggas be capping them cars, be leased. Young is in charge, I speak for the streets. I would nod and nod, they woke up a beast. Struggle what made me, we used to have water for dinner. We didn't have nothing to eat. Soon as I get on his ass, they gon' look on me back like that. Who the fuck is me? Make sure y'all turn up on all your haters, man. Every chance that you get, bruh. Buy the biggest whatever, you feel me? Whatever in life that you want, man, go and get it, man. It's only on you. Only on you. You're the only one responsible for it all, bro. Don't ever pass the buck to your past, your mother, your grandfather, great-grandfather, slavery, them whack-ass slave masters, or whoever the case might be, bro. Take full accountability of your life, you feel me? Make sure your ego's in check. Stay humble, but then again, make sure you stay hungry in the presence. Man. Whew. That motherfucker was fire, right? Bruh. Man, I love this pod shit, bro. I love this pod shit, nigga. Man, yo, it's Justin Bless, bruh. Make sure y'all remember the name, because the name stands for greatness, bruh. The name stands for thankfulness, you feel me? Humble, hungry for success, bruh. I promise you, bruh, household name in the making, bruh. Yeah, and I hope my confidence is oozing through this mic into your ears, into your body, into your emotions, for you to get this and feel this aura, bruh. Man, I love you and I appreciate y'all for rocking with your boy. Man. Yeah, bruh. You know what it is. Who, what is it? It's Justin Bless. Who? Justin Bless. Do I get more? Nah, you get none less, nigga.